Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what common technological item is not used at Big Idea Camp and why? Big Idea is an international technology summer camp in Israel. Its program blends a wide variety of technological workshops with a traditional American-style summer camp experience, held in 3 two-week sessions each summer. The staff includes Israeli and international counselors. Dotan Tamir, the founder and CEO of Big Idea, spoke with us about the camp. He'll be in Barcelona for an information session on February 12th and is looking forward to meeting with parents and prospective campers there.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Dotan. First, I have a question because your webpage says that Big Idea is from the creators of eCamp. Can you tell us what eCamp is?
eCamp was the previous name. I started this project 10 years ago. After I myself worked as a camp counselor in a technology camp in America, and I had this vision of creating something innovative like that in Israel, bringing Israeli innovation and creativity to Jewish diaspora, to kids and teens from all over the world. It started as the name eCamp, and today it's called Big Idea.
Oh, okay. I'd like to speak a little bit about the camp itself. Where is it located?
So today we have two locations. The main location is in Meir Shfea Youth Village. It's in Mount Carmel, right near Zichron Yaakov, about 40 minutes north from Tel Aviv. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place with a lot of green fields. We have a beautiful swimming pool there, sports facilities, computer labs, everything that we need. And the other places, they are called Nira Emek. It's in Emek Israel, Nira Fula, a little bit norther.
Is there an important difference between the two, or it's just two different locations?
Well, the main location in Meir Shfea is much bigger in terms of the number of the participants in the group. And we only offer two-week sessions. So you can only come for 2 weeks or more. And in Nira Emek, we also have shorter terms. We have one-week options. And there is a little bit of difference in the workshops, the activities that we offer. For example, in Nira Emek, we also have a radio station workshop where kids can actually start their own radio show in a real radio station. We also have horseback riding over there. So there's a little bit difference in the activities, but the main idea is pretty much the same.
What about the physical facilities at each one?
They're very similar. As a camper, as a kid, you come for a week or 2 weeks, and basically it's a boarding school during the year. So we take over the place in the summer and make it very colorful, very happy. We have a swimming pool in place and the labs. We have a great dining hall in each of them with tasty food. The rooms are very nice. They're all air conditioned, and campers are between 4 and 5 in each room. Of course, divided by age group.
How is the camp day organized?
The main concept of Big Idea is the combination between fun, outdoor, a lot of bonding activities in one hand, and on the other side, being creative and do crazy and amazing stuff in the workshops, which are mostly about technology. So during the day, the first part of the day, from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, we have 4 slots. 3 of those slots are filled with the selection of the campers. And then it can be anything from 3D modeling, or I'll tell you more about the workshops afterwards, but they choose their activities. They also have a slot called Unplugged during that time, which is a swimming pool, sports, arts and crafts, things like that. And then in the evening, we have some free time to relax, to bond, to have fun with your friends, and also some time to do a fun, big, crazy event with the whole camp or with the unit, such as a bonfire or a talent show, things like that. So that's the daily routine of most of the days. Of course, we have special things in the weekend and a special big day one time in the session. But other than that, every day looks kind of that.
Okay, so tell us about the workshops.
All right. Workshops are my favorite part, of course. And I think that's if you would come to visit the camp during the day and enter the rooms, the labs, you would be amazed by what the campers are doing there. We have things that are very creative, such as DJ, music creation, or photography, or film production, and video editing, and YouTube workshop, and comics, and 3D, and even 3D jewelry design, where they actually print in plastic in a 3D printer the thing that they design and create. We have things that are more technology and more advanced technology, such as robotics. And even a new workshop where the kids will learn how to build their own drone and fly it themselves and take it home. Mobile apps, programming, and web design, and cyber defense. And we also have a few workshops that are not related to technology at all and still can be combined in the day, like wave surfing in the beach, and theater, and hip-hop, and breakdance, and martial arts, and things like that. So we really have more than 40 different options, and the kids choose three for each session they come for.
In these workshops, do the kids tend to work by themselves? Are they individual projects, or do they work in teams?
Most of the workshops are project-oriented with the focus on the individual camper. So for example, if I'm taking game design workshop, I would create my own game. I would leave camp with my own game that I can share with friends. But some workshops, such as film production or Lego robotics, are done in teams. So as a team, I work together and create a project.
Is everything done in English?
Camp is basically bilingual, but the truth is that it's mostly English, and then 7 or 8 more languages that you can listen to in the camp. Most of the time, we say things in English and repeat them in Hebrew, at least in the younger groups. But in the older groups, it's only English. But we always make sure to have staff that speak French and Spanish and sometimes Italian and Russian in order to really be there, even if the campers are not fluent in English and not fully comfortable with only speaking English, then we have someone there to speak to them in their mother tongue.
This program sounds very, very complete. Is 2 weeks really enough?
If you ask campers on the last day, they will sing to you. They have a song that's called One More Day because they never want to leave. They never want to leave camp. There are tears at the end because they really want to stay there with their friends. So some kids are actually coming for another session, even 3 sessions. But the idea is that we develop a community. Once you're in, you're becoming part of a family, and you keep in touch with your friends during the year and see them again the next year. And we even have meetings and meetups in place during the year for kids to meet in some competitions. What they actually create in the workshops within the 2 weeks, that's incredible. That's, you wouldn't believe that they can do something like that in 2 weeks. Some campers told me, not campers, some counselors that are students in university, they told me that the level that the campers got in 2 weeks is much higher than they ever got in university throughout a whole semester.
Wow.
So it's really incredible.
I'd like to speak a little bit about the participants. who is the camp directed for? What are the ages, for example?
So we are open for a very wide range of ages, from the age of 7 to the age of 18. And they are divided into 4 age units: nanobytes, kilobytes, megabytes, and gigabytes. And the units are divided, so most of the time you would spend time with kids around your age, but some of the times you will also have camp-wide events. You don't need to have any background in technology. In fact, everybody has some background in technology because everybody's using mobile devices and YouTube and the internet. So everybody has the basics today. But if you do have knowledge, and if you consider yourself computer savvy, then of course you would have more advanced options to take. So any level you come with would fit for, you will find enough options to choose from.
So in other words, within each age group, you have different levels, let's say, within the workshops of proficiency.
Yeah, we have different, first of all, we have a few, some workshops that are specifically advanced, so some workshops that really require, have prerequisite, they require some previous knowledge. Most of the workshops don't. And each workshop is, I didn't say that before, but each workshop is done with a very small group, an average of 6 or 7 kids in the workshop maximum. And so, in fact, we open many, many groups of the same workshops, and then we can divide it by ages.
How many counselors are there then, if the groups are so small? How many counselors do you have, and where are they from? Who are they?
So if we're talking about a session in the main location, almost 300 campers in each session, we have over 80 people on staff that are there 24/7 for the whole summer. Half of them are counselors. The other half are really all kinds of supporting positions. All the counselors are adults. Most of them are Israelis who finished their army service or students in specific majors in university. We also have international counselors as well. And they all go through a very, very intensive training with us before summer. And we also make sure, I mean, of course, we have returning staff, and we're always happy that we have people coming back year after year. But we also recruit new people every year and get references about them. We really make sure that they fit and they are in the standards that we like to work on. And the staff, I spoke about the supporting staff. It's very interesting to know that once campers are entering Big Idea, they say goodbye to their mobile phones. They are in 2 weeks without their mobile phone. And it sounds crazy at the beginning. It gives so much, and it gives and it empowers the kids in an incredible way. But we do have 5 or 6 people in staff that all their job is to communicate with the parents. Mm-hmm. We answer phones 24/7, and we answer emails, and we send updates, and we make a video every day for the parents to see what's going on in camp. So we really may we really separate the kids from their parents for the 2 weeks, but we make sure that parents feel that they are part of the process, part of the program.
Tell us about the profile of the campers. Where are they from? How many different countries?
We have campers from so many countries over the years, I think from over 50, but I would say that you would meet in each session at least 20 kids from at least 20 different countries and many different languages and many different backgrounds. We also have a few that are not Jewish at all, but most of the kids are coming from Jewish communities. We also celebrate Shabbat, and it's a big part of camp. And half of the kids are Israeli, are from Israel, and the other half coming from other countries. I think the majority, the major countries with the biggest groups are the United States, France, Spain, Italy, the UK, and Germany. And then we have a few from many other ones and other countries.
Boys and girls?
Boys and girls, it's almost half and half, and we're very proud of this. we believe that boys and girls can do the same and can have the same aspiration for their future. And we really make sure to attract girls just the same way as boys.
Would you say that all the people who go to the camp, the campers, have a very, very strong interest in technology, that this is something they would like to devote their lives to? Or is this just something that sounds like fun?
We have many geeks, and we have many that would never say that they're geeks. We have the whole spectrum. But I think what's really something that is in common with for most of them, for all of the campers, I would say, is their passion to create. There is something in their mind that is very creative. They, if you would just want to spend your time, at the beach or running around, you wouldn't come to Big Idea. If you come to Big Idea, it means that you want to learn something new. You want to explore some things. You want to create yourself. You have some ideas. And I think that's what's really special about the feeling there. It's a place that is, I would say, very positive. You would find kids that are smart, that are kind, that have ideas and want to make an impact on this world. Some of them really are geeks and some of them really are not.
I understand that you're going to come to Barcelona on February 12th to make a presentation. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. So all the details would appear this week on our website with the time and the place. And we tend to host information meetings about the camp in different places around the world. So that's really an opportunity to come and meet me myself over there with the other families that are already signed up and already their kids are going to camp and, meet in person, face to face, and ask all the questions and get all the answers.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
Well, this is going to be our 10th summer, so we are really celebrating and preparing many new things and surprises for our campers. I feel that I really would love to include more and more participants from Spain, from Barcelona, from Madrid, from all over, and all over Europe, basically, and expand our community that is very creative, that is very welcoming. And I think it's really a great opportunity for families to create this connection to Israel for their kids through something that is fun, creative, not just the regular, not just the thing that everybody knows about Israel.
Thank you very much, Dotan.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.